Hello, everyone, and welcome to Carnival Cruising Podcast, the podcast where we talk about anything and everything carnival cruising related. My name is Trevor Shelby, and joining me on this crazy cruising adventure is my good friend, Thomas Kennedy!
It's cruise week. Boom, 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 boom.
Da, 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 da. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Carnival Cruising Podcast Ways, the podcast where we talk about anything and everything carnival cruising related. I already said this, didn't I?
Yes, you did. You said it during the opening music. Why are you repeating it?
I didn't realize I said that every time. So, anyways. Man, we've got a classic episode for you guys. Mr. Gary Manning is running a little behind. He may be in this episode. He may not be, but we don't know.
Life gets in the way sometimes, and especially yeah. with his job, the way he travels all the time.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I just want to put it out there that he did reach out, okay, for Two Truths and a Lie. So. Sweet. He thought about it ahead of time, and he was like, man, guys, I've got to help you guys out. We got to keep Two Truths and a Lie going. And I was like, okay, man, we'll do it. We'll do it. And so go to the type page, and he did it.
One of these times, we're going to have to convince Reese to do that, you know, just pop in for that.
Yeah, I think maybe in an episode or two, we'll go ahead and do that.
All right.
Okay, let me... I'm getting his recording ready. Mr. Kennedy, do you want to start this week as the first person with Two Truths and a Lie this week?
Well, sure, I guess so. So, I don't know if you know this or not, but I am actually 7 foot tall. You know, you guys have seen pictures of me. I'm a pretty large fellow, you know, but what appears to be my stomach is where I store my extra height.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, I do this so I don't intimidate people. So I figured, you know, 5'4", 5'5"-ish is a good height. So I don't intimidate people.
I get it. So your knees are actually tucked up in there.
Kind of. I mean, you know, I walk stiff-legged if you watch me walk.
Yeah, you do.
I mean.
Oh, that's very interesting. didn't know we were going this way with it. All right. Well, you tell how much we prepared for this. So, Mr. Kennedy, I think you are actually telling the truth this week. So, I think you are. I just want to put it out there. You know, last week I said I was going to a baseball game for my birthday, and everybody voted me as the liar. And yeah, maybe I was lying. Who goes to a major league baseball game?
Yeah, who watches baseball anyway?
Good Lord. Don't know. Actually, for my birthday, I just want to put it out there. These are my plans. It's June 15th is my birthday, just in case anybody wants to get me anything. So, no, my plans are we're driving out to Denver, Colorado on June 14th, the day before my birthday. Every year we celebrate Flag Day in Denver, Colorado. That's Flag Day, if you didn't know, for you guys. Denver, Colorado actually has the largest flag of the United States there. It's so large, in fact, that they have to hang it from the Rocky Mountains and because it gives it enough clearance so it doesn't touch the ground. It's a very large flag. We're going to go look at that. And then that night is a GCW wrestling event that we're going to go to. It's going to be a lot of fun. And hopefully I get blood sprayed on me from this event. So it's going to be a lot. So
GCW is a very, very violent wrestling.
Yeah. Place. Yeah. Megan doesn't know what she's getting herself into.
I mean, I remember you made me watch some of them when we were doing the wrestling podcast.
Yeah. Oh man.
And I was like, good Lord.
Yeah. No, it's wild. But yeah, besides deathmatch wrestling. So anyways, so obviously you guys know that I was telling the truth and Mr. Kennedy was telling the truth, or were we? Let's listen to what Mr. Gary Manning has to say. This is straight from our SpeakPipe page. Remember, if you actually go to speakpipe.com/carnivalcruisingpodcastways, you can leave us a voicemail as well. And maybe you could be a part of Two Truths and a Lie. Just let us know and put in there, hey, this is for Two Truths and a Lie. And yeah, you can be part of the game. Here we go.
Hello, everyone. This is Gary Manning, and I'm calling in for Two Truths and a Lie today. Well, boys, I got something crazy to tell you, and it's a confession I've been trying to build up for a while now. Well, just so y'all know, I developed a taste for the French toast on carnival ships. Oh, it's so, so wonderful. I just love those delicious 12-hour French toasts. Man, I don't know why I ever loved the burrito. Oh, the burrito. Huh. Not that great, I guess. Oh, but you know what else I like? I like the ice cream.
Well, there you go.
When did Gary turn into like a mixture between Rush Limbaugh and Paul Heyman?
I don't know. That's very odd. I guess, on the road, you sound a little different. We got professional microphones and everything. He sounds a little different over the phone, guys.
I expected him to yell out, I am the special representative to Brock Lesnar.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Oh, my God. So, obviously, I'm going to put it out there. I think Gary was also telling the truth. Was any of us lying?
I don't know.
Because, Gary did tell us off camera that he really does not like the burrito anymore. Something happened on his last cruise. It's really turned him away from it. So,
I think it was he was really crying once he got back because he was I can't believe I gave you that much crap over the 12-hour French toast.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that bear attack.
Yeah.
Life.
So, yeah, I think so too.
We'll see. Anyways. So
it's a good thing we're going to be out of town next week.
It's a very good thing. We'll be out by the time this comes out. We should be way out of town and Mr. Manning cannot reach us. We love you, buddy. So today we have some interesting stuff going on. We chose some pretty interesting things to cover, and
I forgot to look at one of those.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna bring up something, one that you don't have to prepare for, and that is a post from John Heald himself. And so really? we don't really because this isn't a post that he's replying to about anybody, I think that we don't
wait. What did they say to John Heald? Don't maybe come over there and fight you. I'll fight you.
Still one of my favorite openings that we have. So John actually posted this on his Facebook page yesterday, I think, or the day before. He said, here's my almost monthly reminder to my friends who are diamond and platinum. Staying in a suite or have faster to the fun. You can go directly to your cabin, drop off your carry-on bags. Please, can you leave straight away? I've been dealing with 5 different guests who have had all some kinds of confrontations with crew regarding this. Some have tried to have a shower. Some have tried to unpack. And one gentleman literally decided to show his loyalty card and close it up to the housekeeping staff, demanding she leave the cabin, which was yet to be prepared because he needed to take a nap. So thank you. I'm asking you on this behalf of the crew. We're doing everything we can to make sure that your room is ready to the highest standards. Thank you for listening. So I'm going to put it out there that as a platinum member and a newly formed platinum member over here, Mr. Kennedy, we both would like to put out a public statement saying we're platinum and we can do what we want. So if I'm going to go on and go,
whoa, I didn't agree to you stating that that I wanted would kick out my room attendant to take a nap.
We got to kick them right out. They don't have any place in telling us what we can and can't do. I've got that loyalty card.
See, I've got the loyalty card too, and I'm not going to let the color change who I am.
Oh, whatever. What booking? What time are you walking onto your cruise? Is it the first available that was available to you because of your platinum benefits?
That doesn't mean anything. I'm still a golden boy at heart.
Exactly. You know, when we started this show, the golden boys was a reference to our card color.
Yeah, yeah. And then you shot up to platinum and you became a snob of sorts. Yeah.
Well, now we're the platinum men. So.
But Gary's not yet.
Grew up.
And neither is Reese.
Yeah, no. Well,
Reese is a lowly red card.
I know. He's moving really slow. But. No, I don't know, man. So I all seriousness, you know, here, I just want to say that, yeah, that's 1,000% what I do when I get on the ship. I drop my bags off. I put my bags in the closet where they can continue cleaning everything. And I do not want any problems with my room steward, and so I'm not getting off to a bad start with them.
Yeah, I don't. Those guys take care of us, and if I purposely piss them off by kicking them out, I don't know what my service is going to be like.
Exactly. You know,
it was actually the cruise before that. The guy was afraid of me for some reason, and I didn't do anything. He's like, he told my mother, he was Filipino, and he's talking to my mother and saying that I looked mean. But I was on a cruise. I don't know why I looked mean.
You're so tall. So
I wasn't at my full height.
Well, you know, he knew it was there. So. Oh,
yeah. Well, maybe.
Oh, but, you know, maybe... You know, maybe this will get through to people. I don't know. I don't quite get it. Now, I feel bad for some people, especially for anyone that's just like, oh man, I really want to get to my room to drop stuff off. And, you know, this is the platinum benefit is something that we have that is like, we can get in and get out and just get it done. And I feel bad for those that are waiting at the door for them to open it so they can also drop their stuff off. People who are not platinum or not.
Especially those who sit there from the time they get on at like 11 o'clock and they wait there until 1:30 and the doors open. I'm like, there's so much more you could be doing. Like,
You know, it doesn't matter if you have your backpack and stuff, just go have fun. Yeah.
Go do your muster station. Go eat.
Yeah, go get a burger. If you don't do the muster station, they'll take your burger away. And that would be really sad. You'd have to make a sad video.
Yeah, but a sad YouTube video saying that your 5-year-old child was eating his second burger or wanted his second burger and they couldn't get it because they shut down the food.
Yeah, that would be terrible. So, but
we're never going to drop the beef on that one.
Never dropping the beef. Screw him. So they I'm just saying, you know, I feel bad for those folks because it's not the most well-known thing that we have this benefit to do these things. I've gotten called out for being a jerk for opening the door myself and walking through to go drop my bags off
by other passengers
because they people wait at the door so close that you can't even open the door without asking them to move.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And so I walked up. This is when we were on the celebration. I walked up. There's like 20 people there. I walked up. I said, excuse us, excuse us. I said nothing about loyalty because I didn't want to be like, I'm platinum. Because I don't do that.
Well, and, you could have said, I have Flash of the Fun and just said,
yeah. So, and, you know, at this point, we don't even have our cards. So I opened the door, and you know what I did? I turned around, made sure I closed it, because you know what? I didn't want those gold folks just thinking they could walk in, okay?
So, well, you had a blue card following you.
I know. Then we walked over, dropped our stuff off, and we were good. So I don't even know if Reese was with us when we went to drop stuff off. He was in panic mode. So, but yeah. that's a story for another time.
Yeah. But
there's another John Hield thing. Are we done with that one? I think we are.
I think we are. Yeah. Unless we want to say, you know, if you aren't gold, or if you aren't platinum or diamond or have Faster to Fun, check your luggage.
Yeah, if you can, absolutely. Don't drag that luggage on board. Like, especially if it's like a roll around stuff. Your backpack is fine. Make sure you have like a change for, like, you know, the pool or whatever, and you're good.
You know, you're already paying, you know, a couple grand for the cruise. Just go ahead and pop out another 20, 30 bucks to have them take your bags.
Yeah. You know? And, you know, if you only have one bag, I mean, pay $5 a bag and call it good. Walk away. Yeah. You're good. The second one from John Hield is, I wonder if it's time for us to consider doing a world cruise. 150 days. I wonder if we could fill a Spirit class ship. Would anyone do that with us? John Hill posted that today.
And I commented on it.
Yeah, you did. And I agree with you on that as well. I will say, I think Carnival could do it.
Yeah, I think they could too. It's going to be a $20,000, $30,000 cruise, but probably more than that.
Yeah. But, you know, there'll always be that one person that'll post their like casino deal.
Yeah.
I got on for $50.
Listen, asshole, limit. That's me.
Yeah, you.
Yeah, well, that was a shot at me. You. Oh.
Well, yeah. So, no, I'm just saying that I think Carnival could pull it off. I think they would have a really cool cruise. Can you imagine 150 days almost a one shot? If you were a blue card on that cruise,
you would end up 40
days. Would you start off as platinum, since you end as platinum?
Probably, because, you know, you turn platinum cruise, in the middle.
You're platinum. Yeah.
But I don't know if someone who would go on their first cruise on that long, because they don't know if they're going to be able to handle it or not.
Well, maybe it's their first Carnival cruise.
True.
Yeah. So, but, and, you know, I don't know. I have no clue what the cost would be. Like you said, it could be like 20, 30, 40,000. It could be more than that. There are long cruises that are like that, that are just ridiculous in cost.
I know the 3-year cruise that I saw was like, I think it was like 250,000 for an interior.
Yeah. Let's just say if it was $1,000 a week, it'd be a little over $21,000. So yeah, that's wild. But, you know, there are people that spend that much cruising, you know, every year. And yeah. So I think that, you know, I could do a one shot, one booking. I can go do this like once in a lifetime Carnival cruise, because I don't know much more than 50 days than what Carnival has done. You know, I'm sure they've done some longer cruises in their history, but
they've done a 50 day cruise.
They have. Early in the history of Carnival, they did a 50 day.
I know the longest cruise this year is just 30 days. So
yeah. So that was in the 1970s, and it was when I was doing a lot of research in Carnival's history, and I found a bunch of advertisements for like the 50 nights of fun or something like that, or 50 nights on the Golden Fleet, or whatever they used to call it back then. So
I'm sorry, but that should, I don't know if I could do 50 nights on Carnival or the Mardi Gras, the original, yeah. Because those were small ships and not a lot to do.
Mm-hmm. We talked about that, how they had the bathrooms were like the shower yeah. above you on, you know, you got the shitter there, and then you've got the shower head of right mm-hmm. above you. So that would be wild. No plugs at all.
Yeah. There. No TVs.
Yeah, no nothing. Whew, that would be wild. 1970s, different time. Just different, yeah. different time. But man, so I think they could do it.
I think they could too, especially as a Spirit class. I mean, that's, you know, like the smallest class of ship they have right now. And well, no, they got some Fantasy class left, don't they? Yeah. So
yeah.
Yeah. I think they could fill it. Yeah. 1,000, 1,500 people. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So then, you know, a bunch of them will be platinum by the end, or even diamond at the end of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Could you imagine taking your child on that? Like a 4 or 5 year old, and he comes off platinum or diamond?
No, I can't.
He'll be the youngest cruiser, the youngest diamond person on the cruise on everything that he goes on for the next couple of years.
Yeah, pretty much. Oh, well, you want to talk about this guy out in Cozumel, is it?
Yeah. Let's go ahead and do that.
Okay.
So, you know, a couple weeks ago, we haven't talked about it, but it's been all over the cruise news and stuff like that. A gentleman by the name Brad Solomon from Charleston, I'm assuming it's Charleston, South Carolina. He's 65 years old. He's 66 years old, and he suffers from dementia. Now, he actually has the same type of dementia that Bruce Willis has.
Oh, okay. So,
yeah.
So he struggles with like communication and that kind of stuff.
Struggles with communication and, of course, memory, of course, because
yes,
affects your memory. They've been searching, and the family's actually been there for the past 2 weeks as they've mm-hmm. been doing search for it. And as of the 14th, it changed from a rescue to a recovery, and the family has been advised to go ahead and go home. And then the family has left. Because of that, so they still haven't found him, and they're assuming that he has passed.
That's wild. That is completely wild. I will say, if I have dementia, don't take me on a cruise. I will wander off.
That's not great. Well, apparently they were, you know, he and his wife were in the shopping district of Cozumel, and he got separated somehow.
Oh wow. Yeah, so
that's what the article says.
Yeah, that's terrible. That is just so terrible. Now, yeah that's wow. That's just crazy. So let me pull up here. He was on the Icon of the Seas. I see. Okay. This. Well, yeah. I don't know what to say. There were things said, and I chose to go a different direction. So let's just say I hope that Solomon is found alive and well, but
yeah,
things are not looking that great if they're telling him to go home. Cozumel, you know, that's only so big of a place. So
it is an island. So I mean, unless you walk to the other end of the island,
mm-hmm.
and which, you know, at that age could take a while, you know.
Yeah,
there's only so many places you can go, and actually a lot of it's blocked off for because of the military. So
yeah, it just makes you wonder, like, you know, you can't put it on a cruise company to wait or to do anything like that. You can't really put it, you know, this is really like, you know, if somebody is suffering this way, I don't know if a cruise is the wisest decision. It's a nice thought. You know, I would like to think that my kids would continue to take me cruising, even if I wasn't all there.
You're not all there anyway.
I am all there. I'm all here. So
you haven't been all there in years.
Oh, I'm at least happy to say I was all there at one point. I guess that's what you're saying. So,
yeah.
Anyways, well, that's wild. So hopefully, like I said, he'll be found.
Yeah.
Well,
I think that's all we had today. Hey,
you little shithead. Bad one, I kitty. So, all right. Yeah, that's about all we have for today. This is a shorter episode. We're recording a bonus episode after this. So, yeah, next week, look forward to that. So we're going to be cruising. Oh, yeah. What a cruise. So
cruising.
Yeah.
On a Sunday afternoon.
Get prepared for all the posts of I'm on a boat. So that we'll be throwing your way. Definitely go on to our Facebook page over at Facebook. Go just search for it. Search for it. I don't know why I put the whole thing. Just go over to Facebook, type in Carnival Cruising Podcastaways, join the page, then join the group. Join them both. That gets you up a level in the cult. Then go on over to the SpeakPipe page. You can leave us a voicemail there, speakpipe.com/Carnival Cruising Podcastaways. Links will be down in the description. So leave us a voicemail. We'll play it. I don't know. You want to play Two Truths and a Lie with us? We'll play your lie, you darn liar. I don't know. Anyway, you might be telling the truth. I don't know, but we'll call you a liar. Anyways, just know that you are unique, you are special, and you are loved.
And remember, anything that happens on the ship stays on YouTube. Bye.
Save the foosball tables. Bye-bye.
See ya.
Bye.